friends, Chris Guillebeau, your host of Side Hustle School. Welcome back to the podcast. Welcome as well to Throwback Thursday, our second Throwback Thursday segment of the new year, episode 2567. Thanks for tuning in. Last week, we heard from an indie game developer in Ukraine. As I said then, I can't imagine the challenges involved in such a circumstance. So hats off to him and everybody else, of course, around the world. And everybody else in Ukraine as well, of course. Today in our latest feature, we'll hear from an independent sound designer who makes a good second income, a very good second income. It could basically be his first income, but he just likes to do different stuff. So I respect that. His second income is providing services to conferences and corporate events. Now, he had some challenges during the pandemic, as you might imagine, when everything was closed, but things did, in fact, come roaring back. So let's hear how he has adapted, how he is thriving in the ever-evolving landscape of conferences and events. His name is Ethan. We'll hear from him. I'll be back at the end with a quick wrap-up.
Hello, I'm Ethan, the guy behind the scenes making conferences and corporate events come alive with sound and light. When I last shared my story, my business was just gaining momentum. Then, like a sudden blackout, the pandemic hit, and everything changed. The initial phase of COVID-19, it was tough. The events were canceled, and my calendar that had been full with bookings was now a blank slate. It was a period of uncertainty, but of course I wasn't the only one dealing with it. But during the downtime, I focused on upskilling. I studied virtual event technology, exploring how sound and lighting can enhance digital experiences. That period was also a time for technical upgrades. I invested in state-of-the-art equipment that would help set me apart when events resumed. It helped that a lot of people were selling off their gear at cheap prices. As the world gradually adapted to the new normal, so did the nature of events. Hybrid models became the trend, a blend of in-person and virtual experiences. This shift was my cue to pivot. I started offering specialized services for these events, ensuring high audio-visual quality, whether it was for attendees in a hall or people tuning in from home. Pricing these new services was a bit of a puzzle. I had to consider the additional equipment and the work involved in hybrid setups. I used package deals, which allowed clients to choose services that were tailored to their event's format and size. These ranged from basic audio setups for small meetings to comprehensive packages for large-scale conferences. One of my standout projects post-pandemic was for a major tech conference. They wanted to create an immersive experience for both their in-person audience and virtual attendees. The challenge was in syncing the live and digital aspects seamlessly. It involved complicated sound layering and synchronized lighting that reacted to both the physical and virtual environments. Pulling it off was a huge win, not to mention a testament to how far my business had come. This project not only marked a significant financial upturn, it also set a new standard for what my business could offer. Reflecting on this journey, I've learned the importance of adaptability. In an industry that depends on live interactions, the pivot to hybrid was crucial. Another key takeaway was the value of continuous learning to stay ahead of technological advancements. For those in the event industry, my advice is to keep evolving. Understand your clients' changing needs and be ready to offer innovative solutions. And most importantly, maintain a network of reliable partners. From tech suppliers to event planners, your reputation matters more than any tech skill. Today, my business isn't just about lights and sound. It's about creating cohesive experiences that bridge the physical and digital worlds. And as events continue to evolve, so will I.
Thank you so much, Ethan. I appreciate those updates. I hope it inspires our listeners in some way. Hope it inspires somebody out there to take action on their dream, whatever it is. Listeners, let me know what you think, who you'd like to see featured next. We've got an archive of more than 1,000 stories, more than 2,500 total episodes, in fact. SideHustleSchool.com, SideHustleSchool.com/questions, if you have feedback specifically, other resources on the site, notes pages for every episode, and so much more. Of course, new episode out every day. So I'll be back again tomorrow, because that's how it works. When you have an episode out every day, you can always subscribe or follow wherever you get your podcasts. I appreciate your 5-star reviews. Makes a huge difference. That's all for today. My name's Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
from the Onward Project.